Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
That's right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Adam Schefter, adding a little bit more insight into the T.J. Watt thing, story that's developing. If you did not see, he's at a local hospital in Pittsburgh dealing with a lung injury. That's what they're looking at him for. He just, Schefter just added more insight, saying, according to sources, T.J. Watt's lung injury occurred during treatment at the team facility yesterday. And then he's been hospitalized since then.
I'll just say it because I said it off air as soon as we got the news. It could be, you know, irresponsible, but I think it's something that you need to
reckless
think about.
Speculation, Salander. Reckless speculation.
Reckless speculation upcoming. What if it was a needle?
Oh, the old Tyrod Taylor?
Yep. Then you got a whole other ball of wax you got to deal with.
Yeah, but why would he be getting a needle during treatment?
But it might be like a rib thing and it goes too far. Isn't that exactly what happened with Tyrod Taylor?
Yeah.
Ooh, baby.
We don't know.
That's reckless. That's me. Put it on me.
Yeah. But yeah, T.J. Watt dealing with a little bit of something, a lung injury that has him in the hospital. That is quite wild to see and more details continue to come out about. So I'll give those to you as we hear them. One of the things that we are hearing though, Trent Brown, back at practice today. There was a number of DNPs yesterday at practice that we have not made mention of, so I apologize for that. But Trent Brown has returned to practice, it seems like, is what we are getting from practice. Azeez, Woody Marks, Sheldon Rankins, Domenico Autry also join him at returning to practice. Still no Kamari Lassiter or Nick Chubb.
You said Woody Marks back?
Woody Marks is back. And that one was of interest to me personally, I think, because of the foot injury and the running back depth situation, as we've talked about it. But and Azeez, I always felt like a vet day for me with Azeez, Sheldon Rankins as well, Danico Autry. But no Kamari Lassiter or Nick Chubb still. Nick Chubb is the one that I think is of intrigue because I think Kamari Lassiter has demonstrated his dog nature that he's going to play and he'll be all right. But Nick Chubb is, again, you talk about depth at the running back position and that continues to pop up.
Yeah, you know, the later you get in the season, the less, I guess, import you put on the DNPs because there are so many players that have little nicks and injuries and they're veterans and they're just like going to take that day off. I do agree with you though. I think Nick Chubb is one you got to watch.
All right. Yeah. So we'll keep watching that as well. And coordinators talk today, right? So
yes.
We'll see what they give us later on in the day. There's no way this is a trap game though coming up, right?
Look, when you teased it, I said, but I no.
Okay, so you're selling the tease. Very good. I was like, what's happening over here?
Selling the tease. There is absolutely no way. In fact,
our opinion, not theirs, obviously.
Yeah. Yes. No. I mean, I don't think there's any way the Texans lose this game. Mark my words. Throw it back in my face. Whatever you want. Right now, today, sitting here, no way. No way, no how.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
Smelling salts?
I wish you ain't say that, man.
Smelling salts?
Everybody, yeah. Look, man, this is a bad team that has all the markings of mailing it in now. You know, the golf clubs are in the trunk. You know, they are ready for the offseason. They're ready to go.
I did kind of think about something when Indy Kalu said what he said about Jacoby Brissett,
mm-hmm.
because this was around the time I first got to Houston, and I remember that. I remember the shows talking about Jacoby Brissett, because I remember vividly when Seth and Mike Meltzer, who was doing the show, was calling this man Jacoby Brisket, because we just like, oh yeah, this is a third string quarterback. Yeah. Garoppolo is hurt; he ain't playing. Mm-hmm. Brady is out. So, man, this dude balled
up.
Yeah. Yeah. So I do kind of think about that in the back of my mind. But like you said, I think everybody else outside.
So you don't think it's a trap game either?
I don't think so.
Reggie?
I definitely don't think so. You mentioned Jacoby Brissett, though. And shout out to all the people who obviously know in the history of the Texans. He's one of those dudes that keeps popping up in the lore now, doesn't
he? Those Texans killers.
Yeah.
One of those Texans killers.
No, he is.
What's the statistic? Is it 8-1?
Is that what it is?
Is it 8-1 versus the Texans in his games? Like that's one of the weird things. In fact, I think our friend Tyler Drake went and did the research afterwards. 8-1 all time versus the Texans. He's completed 63% of his throws for 1,200 yards and 8 touchdowns to 2 interceptions.
Dang, I didn't know it was that much. Nah, but it's not just Jacoby, though. Marvin Harrison Jr. didn't practice yesterday. We'll find out about how he practiced today.
And he hasn't been very good for them all the way around.
He's been a little inconsistent. He's had a couple of games. I know the Sunday night game, he had a real good game a while back. But nevertheless, in fact, that's when I think Brissett won the job once and for all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... look, I just don't. The defense has been injured. The offensive line is missing a left tackle, and is going to be out. That one, I think they've already confirmed.
Yeah, Paris Johnson Jr. is not going to play in this one. Tyler Drake was telling us yesterday.
Yeah.
And because of that, and the other injuries that they have on the offensive line, even the Jacoby Brissett thing, right?
Right.
Brissett has been sacked a number of times this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that only stands to get worse. Yeah. In this game, because of the particular pass rush that you have and the situation that they have offensively. You mentioned it, like, you know, that team is down bad. I chuckled a little bit to myself, because one of the things as I was looking at just stats and just perusing, the Texans offense and the Cardinals offense, statistically, efficiency wise, Spider-Man meme.
Really?
Yeah, in a lot of different ways that made me uncomfortable. So as much as we're talking about this not being a trap game, I also feel like, and I see you on the text line, 713, the game should be a get-right game for the offense. Like, I think that does.
I agree.
That is a possibility.
Yes,
here.
I agree with that. Spoiler alert for tomorrow's prediction. I could see this offense getting into the, and yes, I'm not drinking, into the mid to high 30s. I think this offense could, you know, given that they've shown some signs, CJ, as we've talked about today.
What you got in that cup over there, man?
I think I get into the 30s, maybe mid to high 30s. I think this is going to be a very much a get right game for the offense.
In fact, to the 832's point, he said it's not a trap game; it's a stat game. Need the Pro Bowlers to inflate their stats. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I mean, like that is our stance from the outside. From the inside, they're handling it as they should. I take you to the general manager's weekly meeting with Mark Vandermeer and John Harris. This was the scouting report, as he gives every week. On the offense, that same offense that we're talking about that will be helmed by Jacoby Brissett, this is the scouting report that Nick Caserio gave.
I mean, offensively, when Kyler got hurt, they've gone with Jacoby, and Jacoby's played as good a football as any quarterback in the league, I think. His attempts to interception ratio, I mean, it's like historic. It's one of the best in the history of the league. He doesn't really turn the ball over. Big, strong guy, smart. He can get the ball really to all parts of the field, makes quick decisions. I would say that he's probably played as well as he has this year than he has at any point in his career, and that's a product of two things. Number one, comfort level, let's say with the system. He's kind of learned that, you know, Coach Petzig's system. They've kind of evolved a little bit. Number two, like they're skill, tight end and receiver, I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to find a collective group. McBride's one of the best tight ends in the league that probably nobody talks about, but he's going to go over probably 100 receptions and 1,000 yards, which not too many tight ends do. And I'd say Wilson has really picked up the slack with Harrison being out. And then when Marvin is healthy, you know, between Harrison and Michael Wilson, two really good receivers, and they're a throwing team. I mean, they probably average 40 to 45, 50 attempts in each game. Jacoby's done a good job making good decisions. They've kind of had some moving parts there a little bit in the offensive line. Same thing at running back. But overall, this is a throwing team, and they win by passing the football. And then as a team, I think they've had four games that lost by combined like 13 points against playoff teams. Jacksonville, Tampa Bay, Green Bay, and there's at Seattle, you know, earlier on in the year. So, I mean, they present a lot of challenges offensively.
Sounds like the freaking greatest show on turf to me.
I do love that dynamic.
Got me a little scared. No, listening to that.
I take love everything that back. No, I don't. He did say the one thing, even as he's singing the praises of I guess it's the Arizona Cardinals, but he did say, boy, they throw the ball more than anybody in the league. Good.
And like, it's because they can't. They're awful running the football, and it's not going to get any better. Trey Benson has been ruled out for the remainder of the year. He'll not return off of that injured reserve. Not what they have. We talked about it. Bam Knight and question marks, and even Bam Knight. I don't know that I don't know. Yeah. I know I'm not afraid of him. Yeah, this is going to be one of those. Talk about padding stats. Mm-hmm. Imagine being able to pin your ears back, knowing that they're going to throw the football.
Right.
Jacoby Brissett. He could do a little bit, but I wouldn't call him particularly mobile.
Mm-hmm.
The pass protection isn't there in a great way. Plus, the way that this Texas team can lock down on the back end, what happens when he just don't have anywhere to throw the football?
And I said it after the game Sunday. I want to see this defense on the field. You're going to throw the ball 40 times? Let's go. I mean, you've got sacks, you got pressures, you got interceptions, you got sack fumbles, all on the table with this defense. You know, this defense is the most consistent thing and has been the most consistent thing that this team has. I do want to mention, though, what Andy Kalu said earlier. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to get the defensive side of it. But you know what? We can always come back to that with Nick Caserio. Mm-hmm. We know that he's going to give a fairly glowing review of the opposing team and what they do well.
Yeah.
Before I do that, though, I did Trey McBride. We should make note of that again. That is, if you're looking at one thing at this team and going, what's the thing that I should be concerned about, if anything? Trey McBleeping Bride. He has been one of, if not the best tight ends in the league over the last few seasons.
Yeah.
Like he's going to be a test as much as you can call it one with this defense. This defense has done a pretty damn good job against tight ends, even though we talk about the possibility for tight ends being able to get at them.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't really done it to a great degree this year. So that'll be a fun thing to look at. But if this isn't a trap game, and ND did mention, like, you know, you keep leaning on the defense, and even the defense can have a bad day because that's life and it happens. And he referenced those 85 Bears and one fateful Monday night in Miami.
I remember it very vividly because the Bears were already capturing everybody's fancy back then. In fact, I called it up in the three games before. Obviously, it's one of the greatest defense, if not probably, in my opinion, the greatest defense I've ever seen that there's ever been in the NFL. They beat Detroit 24-3. Next week, they beat the Dallas Cowboys 44-0. The next week, they beat the Atlanta Falcons 36-0. So they gave up.
It just kept getting bigger, man.
So they gave up 3 points, this 85 Bears defense, in three consecutive games to go, I believe at that point, 12-0. All right? Then they go to Miami for a Monday night game, and they give up 38 to Dan Marino. So what ND was saying is, like, even the greatest defenses, and he referenced this, even the greatest defenses ever are going to have a bad night. And it just got me thinking, could this team just have, I'm not saying it's going to be this week. Could this defense, are they going to buck the trend as great as they are? Are they going to, you know, the greatest defense ever gave up 38 and then went on to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. This team has already had bad nights.
Yeah, well,
But I think the real quick, because they haven't given up over 20 points in a long time. If they did this year, is it going to be a point where they do give up maybe 28 to 30 points?
Are they going to?
Because that would be kind of a bad night, I guess, depending on the situation. That would kind of be a bad night for the defense.
Are they going to have, even the Houston Texans, are they going to have one of those where you're like, where did that come from?
I on the remainder of the schedule, I don't feel that that's the case. I will remind you, gave up 27 versus the Seahawks, which felt a lot different than that.
Very short field on one of them, right? When they were fumble on their own 12 or something like that.
I believe so.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You had that. And then the 29-point weird game with mm-hmm. Jacksonville that you actually won where yeah. you had to come back and win that one. With the Raiders or the Cardinals, the Raiders, the Chargers are an interesting one just because, you know, you have Justin Herbert. If he's throwing the ball well, mm-hmm. that's a tough guy. And then I don't know what you want to make of the Colts with either Riley Leonard, who admittedly yeah. did handle what he was asked to do when he came in decently well, or Phillip Rivers coming up as 44 years old, jumping into it. I don't know that I feel confident that any of those games have the real possibility of being that one night in Miami, because you are still talking about the Miami Dolphins of that era, right?
Yeah, it was still Dan Marino.
Right, still Dan Marino in that yeah. case. I think that if you're talking about a night like that, it's already happened for this team, at least in the regular season.
Oh, I don't know. I'm hoping you're right.
I mean, looking at the schedule, yes, but like Indy says, it's still the NFL. Crazier things that happen. We seen all type of crazy things just this season with mm-hmm. all the other teams we thought was going to be super good. So it wouldn't surprise me if it did happen.
None of these games that you're referencing, the Seattle game nor the Jacksonville game, did I feel like the defense just was like completely out of character. You know, and that's what I'm talking about. Where it's
oh,
like,
sure.
Where did that come from?
Well, yeah.
Like, even the Seattle, again, I know there was a short field. Jacksonville was kind of weird, but the Texans won.
Yeah, it was a couple things early on in the season, but yeah. that was early on where that they needed that one drive to yeah. stop, mm-hmm. and they let Baker Mayfield run.
That's
for
more
for
of what it's been.
That type of stuff.
Yeah, that's more, but not one of these, like, you know, Marino 3 touchdown passes.
It just fell off.
Yeah, it just completely falls off. I don't see it happening in the regular season either. I do wonder if they do face New England in New England, you know, maybe that's one, and it's the worst possible time to have an out of character performance defensively, and maybe they don't.
Yeah, I think yeah, this team
maybe
is.
They don't.
I think this team is hunkered down, especially yeah. if you were gonna catch them early on in the season. Felt like where it was gonna catch you. You mm-hmm. mentioned the decision that they made to let go of C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Mm-hmm. I think that was the what is Seth always like referring back to the energy vampires
yeah.
of it. I think that was that decision, and they cleared out the energy vampires, and they were like, all right, we're all good. We have secured the perimeter, and they're all locked in on getting this thing done. I don't think they lose their focus, and I think that's uniquely why this is not a trap game, to bring this all full circle. Mm-hmm. This team, they don't lose focus. They're focused on what's happening right in front of them, at the very least on the defense, right? Yeah, I feel like you could probably try and extrapolate that further. However, what you want me to do? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, what you want me to do? The defense is where I could say that for certain. So, yeah, I don't expect a night like that.
I'm sure the Bears did not either.
Fair.
But I'm sure they didn't.
I think it also takes a particular type of team on the other side of that, yeah. and I don't know. Yeah. I definitely don't think that the Cardinals are that. Even though I did forget to give some credit to Michael Wilson, a wide receiver, because he has been really good and underrated because that team has lost some like 7 games in a row. But yeah, looking at this, I don't think this is a trap game. I don't think that you're going to have that 38-point night on Monday night that the 85 Bears had, at least not anymore. I think you might go back and try and retrofit one of those other ones into that type of day. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get our lunchtime confessions where Grandpa J-Lo, I'm guaranteeing, is coming out. Let's do that next.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to.
Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
As I do sometimes here during confessions, I'm going to ask a question first. How do we feel about the guy that saves multiple seats at an event?
It depends. If you're trying to save a couple of seats,
mm-hmm.
I get it. If you're trying to save a whole bunch of seats, kind of thing.
I'm good with saving one seat. Mm-hmm. If it's me and one other person, I would say, you know, I'll be in my seat, but save the seat next to me.
How about six?
Nah, I don't like that.
Or seven.
I've been in situations where I got there early and somebody wanted me to save like five seats.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, come on, man. You got to get here early.
Right.
Like, I don't put me in that position.
All right.
Where I'm sitting here saving the whole row.
I hate that guy. I absolutely hate that guy.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. I hate that guy.
Okay.
My confession, I was that guy.
Mm. That sounds about right. Who amongst us does not hate themselves sometimes, you know?
I wish somebody had been following me with a camera yesterday. I think we mentioned it. If you don't know, my three-year-old granddaughter had her first ever Christmas show yesterday evening, and I arrived like it was a freaking Stones concert. The doors opened at 5 p.m. I was there at 4:45. Mind you, with other moms, and it was just mostly moms. And later on, I'm not afraid to say they kind of terrified me. The crazed look in their eyes, the way they were the way they were trying to angle to get their seats in the church for the show. So here's what happened. Doors open at 5 p.m. I go elbows out, you know, and I'm running. I still have my first step when I really need to dial it up. And I get to the front row on the side. Oh, yeah, I didn't mention this part. I asked what side or where my granddaughter was going to be standing.
Get the best seats for the show.
I got to that side, front row. I grabbed two Bibles from the pew, put them about 3 feet to my right. And I sat in the middle and had about 3 feet to my left until the pew started. So there I was, 5 p.m., six seats. And there might have been seven. It was a good area, saving them. Well, as the evening goes on, obviously this was going to be a jam-packed room. And people started coming. Are these seats? Yes. Are these seats? Yes. And I started putting my arms out.
This man was saving two rows, two whole rows for himself.
And then to the point that I texted my family, I said, is anybody close? These people are scaring me. The women, I mean, their eyes were like you could tell they wanted to kill me.
Sure that was about the seats?
Well, maybe.
They're probably
not.
Like, who's this old crusty dude right here in the first place?
They're all taking.
What are you even doing here? And you saving the whole first row?
Right. That's the thing is. it doesn't feel like, I don't think people look at you and immediately go, oh, that's somebody's granddaddy. They're just like, who are you?
Who is this creepy old man?
And why
right
are
here?
You saving a lot of seats?
I was saving. I have never done that in my life. I hate that guy. But when your 3-year-old's first show is on the line, things change, man. I mean, things change. And I was that guy. And there was at least, let me see, 5 occasions where they were coming up and they were like, they didn't say anything to their credit, and they were nice, and they found other seats. But you could tell they had the crazy eyes.
Like, they yeah. And you deserved it. You're saying it like they were doing something wrong. No, they were looking at you like, what the hell is wrong with this old man saving 3 whole pews in the church?
Yeah, that's kind of like when you board in the plane and somebody saving like 2 little rows right there.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, ain't nowhere else to go.
Well, and to that point, I did have one moment of clarity. I texted the family. I said, is anybody close? Because these people are scaring me. And that's an actual text. I think I sent you the screenshot. I actually at one point thought, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to sit here. Anybody else wants to see?
Yeah.
I'm here.
If y'all ain't here in 5 minutes.
Exactly. I got front row center. Y'all are on your own. But fortunately, they did get there.
So. I don't save seats for people because I am too awkward to have to deal with that interaction that you described. I think you earned it, and that's why I'm like, I don't want, if you want to get here or don't, but I can't afford to save you seats. I'm not going through that hassle because you decided to leave the house late.
Yeah.
I get a lot you can't do that. You know you're going to hell. You can't reserve seats. I don't care. Screw y'all.
Hey, I ain't going to lie.
Screw y'all.
It'd be kind of awkward when you go into like a restaurant or some type of place and you just let... And you just kind of let the old lady out first so she could grab her spot in the line.
Yeah.
And then I come through all late and just cutting everybody. Sometimes that feel a little awkward.
Yeah, man. It does.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah. I will take this opportunity to sneak a little bit more basketball into the show.
Okay.
As you know, I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I got to confess, I don't understand this. We're a quarter way through the season. You want to know where the Rockets stand in offensive rating?
Where?
You want to take a guess? In fact, let me ask. In the
say
league
pretty high.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm going to say three. Fifth.
Fourth.
Wow. Fourth.
You want to know where they stand defensive rating wise?
I think they've been slipping. I'm going to say 16th.
I'm going to say 20th.
Second.
What?
Second.
It doesn't fit the eye test, does it? Like, mm-hmm. the way that when you watch the Rockets play, mm-hmm. you go, oh, man, they're letting some stuff happen there.
Yeah.
And then offensively, you're like, all right, they're getting it done. But they don't take.
Kind of like the Texans defense.
They take the fewest three-pointers.
But in reverse, a bizarro Texans defense.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. They take the fewest three-pointers in all the league.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing this like this. It's just they take a whole bunch of mid-range jumpers. They just seem to make them. It is one of those. It's kind of one of those beautiful anomalies, at least in my mind. Tell me if you understand it better than I do.
I do,
and I'll appreciate it.
Yeah.
But yeah, they are fourth best offense, second best defense, and I'm looking at them like there feels like there's a lot of meat on the bone here.
They don't. It, kind of a bizarro Texans, because I'm looking at the Texans like this is one of the greatest defenses I've ever seen, and then the stats are not quite
sure.
that. Whereas I'm looking at the Rockets, I'm like, eh. And yet the stats are that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's one of the fun things as we're a quarter way through the season for your Rockets is that.
By the way.
The numbers all work.
My phone is blowing up.
Oh, yeah.
All these people that are either listening or were there and witnessed me acting like a fool.
By the way, people continuing to weigh in on Lopez's dirty lowdown saving of all that. A32 says. You just can't save that many seats.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
I did.
Somebody said you can't reserve seats at church. Is that true? Is that a rule? Because I don't think I've ever heard that.
I see it all the time. Not six or seven.
Sometimes you can, but sometimes the ushers be like, hey, look.
Yeah, we got that's it. True.
Yeah, because some people, it's understandable if somebody in the bathroom or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But at one point, it's like, yo, we got to fill these seats up.
Yeah. Are your ushers mean? Sometimes the ushers be mean.
Back in the day,
ours was like
to.
The military.
Yeah,
they were precise.
Yep,
I wouldn't say mean, but they were like boom, 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 boom.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I know. Back in the day, one of the ushers, I remember this usher was like, "No gum." Came with a napkin or a little tissue. No gum.
And spit that out.
I'm like, dang, my bad.
And all these people that are saying you shouldn't do that. Although I'm getting some love. Hey, that's called grandpa privilege. But you know what? Screw y'all. I don't care.
And that's the thing. It's a trade-off.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do it, but if you reach a certain age, especially when you're a grandpa, unless you're Phil
you don't
Rivers,
give a damn.
Where you don't care.
I don't
exactly.
Care.
Yeah. I don't care what y'all think.
And I hate that guy still, but
I'm doing what
guy.
I want to
yes,
do
yes.
for my family. So we've been talking about the Sharon Moore firing and all that stuff. And I got to confess, this is why, and y'all know I'm an Ian Rappaport guy.
Mm-hmm.
I got to confess, this is why I kind of hate Adam Schefter.
Uh-oh.
he liked to bring his opinions and a lot of stuff, and I'm just like, bro, just break some news. I don't care about what you think unless it's like a team. I think the Texans might trade this person or something like that, but I don't give a damn about your opinions, man.
Yeah.
So I guess he said something earlier today talking about the firing of him and – I guess he mentioned this and getting a lot of pushback on it. He said, what we haven't heard yet is Moore's side of this. He gets his say in this particular situation as well.
Actually, I don't think that's necessary.
Yeah, I'm like, nah, he was wrong in this.
Yes.
I mean, it'd be cool to kind of hear what he have to say about it.
Sure.
But nah, it's not a thing where, unless it's something so crazy where it's like a complete 180 turn where it's like, oh, he's actually the victim.
Yeah, no.
I don't think that's the case.
I
right
don't know
here.
How he would be the victim.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Unless it's something so crazy.
Yeah.
When you're in charge or you're the boss at the work, no sleeping with subordinates. That one is just, that's
pretty much the rule.
And you want to know how I know we don't need to hear his side? Michigan fired him for cause. Do you know how hard that is?
Yeah.
They did, and they did that pretty swiftly on the day. Just stroke. There we go. Done.
Yeah.
I was like, they didn't have to like. Well, they're talking to the lawyers, and they were like, "No, we got this squared away. He's out of here.
Yep. He broke the rules, so he out.
We got all the I's dotted and the T's crossed.
Yep, we good.
Yeah, we're good.
We checked. And if you talk about checking with lawyers, Michigan is the lawyer school. I don't know.
That's one of its. Yeah.
I don't know if there's more. I'm pretty sure that Michigan alums are about 65% lawyers. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that's how it works. So if you talk about checking with the lawyers, they checked with the lawyers. They're like, oh, we're good here. He can go.
Yeah,
but they went to a professor. They went to a research professor.
Yeah, but Adam Schefter, he need to sit this one out, man. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't need to hear your opinion on this. I don't think nobody give a damn what this person got to say before they make their opinion.
That's his guy.
By the way, he's a Michigan man.
Yeah, that's his guy.
So it makes all the sense in the world.
Did you see Portnoy? Good gravy.
Dave Portnoy?
Yeah, Portnoy, yeah.
Oh, I don't check for him.
He said he was proud to be a Michigan alum yesterday because Michigan acted swiftly.
Yeah, I don't take nothing he says serious, man.
So, you talk about blinders. And he didn't even mention, oh, by the way, they waited until after the recruiting signing day, you know. Come on.
Yeah, he can say whatever he wants. It's not going to catch up. It's not going to reach me over here.
Yeah.
I would like to shout out personally the 713 who said, bro, I held a table for myself for 10 at Papado on a busy Sunday. People were staring daggers. You lucky somebody didn't come over and say something. Are you crazy?
Hey, no, I'm surprised they let him do that. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of restaurants I go to,
they do.
They're like, your whole party got to be here
all
before
time.
We seat you.
All
but not
time.
Only your whole party. Bro. Papado on a Sunday, it take an hour to even smell a table in there.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You tried to keep, I hate you, and I wasn't even there.
See, don't I look better now?
No. That is your compatriot in this.
Yeah.
Y'all both wrong. That's what happened there. All right. Those are your Lunchtime Confessions here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. And what happened? All I do is now I want to go to Papado. That's it. That's all that happened with that segment. All right. Coming up next, it's a Thursday here in the Loop. So let's do a little buy or sell. Are you buying what these folks in sports are trying to sell you? 713-572-4610. That's the number to text. Play along. We'll do it next. I love that the text line is now coming for the dude saving the 10-place table at the Papado. See, this is how you know. We as a Houston community do not play about our Papado because they were like, 10 seats at the Papado? Yeah, that's right. All right, let's do a little buy or sell, John Lopez.
Flat out calling him a liar. All right, are you buying or are you selling? Let's go back to Monday after the Texans' victory over the Kansas City Chiefs.
Wait, what was the score in that game?
What was the score?
20-10.
20-10, that's right.
How could you forget?
The
you doubled up the Kansas City Chiefs, man.
The scores always kind of slipped my mind. It's just, hey, we won.
Yeah, that's fair. Fair enough.
But Andy Reid was asked about the fateful 4th-and-1 from his own 31-yard line, and he said, quote, I would do the same thing again.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I kind of want to buy that. Knowing the result, the answer is clearly going to be a sell, but I think that the best coaches understand that it's about having an MO and doing the same thing, going through your process.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he feels like his process is being aggressive. Like I had mentioned on Monday, they had been 21 of 26 on fourth down to that point.
Yeah.
Now, of course, that does not account for the Houston bleeping Texans, but I feel like that's the aggressive nature that he wants to be. And when he says it, he actually, I think it's true. It's correct when he says that he's aggressive.
Mm-hmm. I'm selling. I think he lying. I think he just flat out lying because look, he ain't the, I don't think it's a lot of coaches, to be honest. I don't think they just going to flat out say I was wrong on this or anything like that.
Yeah.
Unless you Dan Campbell. But I think he's lying. I don't think he'd do that again.
I'm with you, Figgy. Now he did say earlier in a previous answer, I don't know what I was thinking there. And then he said, I would do the same thing again. So that alone, and maybe I should have told you that, but I thought you'd seen that because it was kind of out there. But he said, I don't know what I was thinking there. He got caught up in the moment, something along those lines. And then he said, I would do it again. Well, no. You just said you didn't know what you were thinking there.
Yeah, I think if he could go back in time and realize who the hell he was playing and what that defense was, I think he wouldn't went for it on that fourth down.
Yeah. How about this? And we have an audio buy or sell here.
Do we?
Yeah, we do.
He's like, news to me. Yeah. News to me.
Oh, you know what?
Let me see what y'all going to play.
Let me.
Oh, Lopez. No, we're pulling the curtain back here. No, this is too good. So Lopez got a separate working doc that he keeps stuff in, and he did not share. He did not share this with all of us. Was this an intention? Were you trying to catch us off guard, or did you just mess up?
I usually keep the buys and sells on my separate dock so I can just hit you with them, kind of like we approach Figgy's mixtape,
right? Because we don't want us to like prepare our answer.
Right. We want that real gut feeling answer. But I forgot that there was audio on this one. But now it's there, Figgy. Now it's there. So the LA Chargers had a nice win, huh?
Buddy, Monday night, Chargers versus Eagles, the turnoverception where you're just throwing the ball back and forth. I wouldn't call it nice, but it was a win.
Yeah. Well, so let's say you're an LA Chargers fan, like you're that. Was it
Marion Doe?
Was it in the was in the draft when that Asian lady was doing?
That was at a game.
That was a real game.
Was at the game on. She was on the game at the game on Monday.
And let's say you're that LA Chargers fan. You're that into the Chargers. All right. What's her name?
Marion Doe.
Yeah. I love that lady.
She had a, like, I think she was like a physician or something. She had an important job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you were that person, how big would you say that win was against the Eagles?
I mean, I guess probably pretty big.
Pretty big win, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's necessary for them to try and keep a good spot in the playoffs.
Yeah. But this is what Jim Harbaugh said.
Oh, there have been a lot of teams. And this is definitely, maybe the best feeling, just a wonderful, wonderful feeling of winning and thrill of victory. It's certainly in the discussion. I put it in the discussion, the birth of my 7 children, my marriage, in the conversation, just joyful, joyous. And, the biblical definition of that is just overflowing with joy. Just all the great things that our team did, our players did. It
why
beautiful.
Is he still talking?
It was beautiful that competitive. It was like a heavyweight fight.
Oh, I God, mean, there it is.
You know how I feel about
victory. All right, that's probably enough. So beating the Eagles.
He's still going.
Beating the Eagles on a Monday night.
That's not actually a video. That's audio from him still going right now. Four days later, he's still going. Yeah.
Beating the Eagles on a Monday night in the first week of December or second week, whatever we are, first week of December-ish, is better than the birth of his children and his marriage.
He didn't believe it. You heard him. Like, at first, he sounded like he was trying to not be there. Like, have you ever heard of, like, astral projection?
Yeah.
It sounded like that's what he was trying to do. He's trying to send his spirit somewhere else so he didn't even have to be there as he was answering the question. And then at some point, you can hear him go, oh, I'm just going to make this a bit.
Yeah.
This is the greatest thing that's ever happened in the entirety of my life. Kids, all 7 of them.
Yeah.
A wedding, all of it. Best thing that I've ever. Yeah. He as a coach saw that game was like, that was an absolute mess.
Yeah.
That might have been a disgrace even. We just happened to win. So we're just going to keep this thing moving. Yes. No, that's a sell. He did not think that was a great game.
Yeah, I'm selling it too. He's clearly lying. Was this directly after the game or was this the Monday?
Yeah, right after.
Yeah, he probably like, man, I'm going to tear this team ass into a couple pieces on Monday when we watch this film.
Yeah.
But I'm going to just be funny. I'm going to just lie and just say this was the best game ever and all this stuff. And by the way, he did win a national championship.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, so, I think he was really being funny and just lying.
Yeah, I'm selling this as well. All right, are you buying or selling this? Jeff Kent inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Not inducted yet.
He voted into the Hall of Fame. And I
only say that because
I
wrote it down that way. Well, yes, fair. But I wrote it down that way and I was like, oh, that would be wrong. And if there's anybody that'll call you out on it, baseball.
It's baseball. So voted into the Hall of Fame, had a press conference, and actually was asked and answered the infamous I broke my hand washing my truck story.
Oh.
This was his answer. What you think happened, there's some truth to that. What we said happened, there's some truth to that too. Now, what most people think happened, if you're not familiar with the story, he said he broke his hand washing his truck.
Mm-hmm.
There were multiple people who said he was riding a motorcycle. They saw him riding a motorcycle in the neighborhood in which he lived and fell off. And then yada, 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 2 days later, he broke his hand. He broke his hand washing his truck. So a lot of people think he broke his hand
on
the motorcycle. So, but what he said was, what you think happened, there's some truth to that. What we said happened, there's some truth to that, too.
I am going to sell this, even though, because I'm trying to make those two things work as he is trying
like,
to.
Like, did he just hurt it and like, then broke it?
No, I'm guessing he broke it. He just thought he hurt it. And then when he was washing his truck, he got the real, like, oh, okay, this is a problem.
Yeah.
All that being said, in that instance, you didn't break it washing it washing your truck. You realized that it was broken washing your truck, so it's still a sell. Yeah. You broke it out here on these motorbikes is what happened. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I will sell that. But shout out to you going into the Hall of Fame, big dog.
Yeah,
I'm buying it. I think both could be true. I think he probably hurt his hand falling off of the bike.
Yeah.
And then as he's washing the car, he's probably trying to really scrub hard and get that.
And like, ooh, it's swollen.
Yep. Yep. So I'm buying it, man.
I was with you at first blush, but I think Reggie's probably right. He probably broke it on the motorcycle and then realized, oh, yeah, this
prove
is bad.
It.
Yeah,
you got to prove
this,
it.
This is bad. But he said, what you think happened is true. And also the other thing's true.
Yeah.
All right, are you buying or selling this regarding Jeremy Pena?
Wait, press pause. Okay. Someone said he obviously broke his hand washing his motorcycle. Duh. fair to nut and clear.
That could be true, too.
Yeah, it could be. Dana Brown was asked about the potential trading of Jeremy Pena. Quote, his name has not come up, and I think teams understand if you're a winning team and you're trying to go back to the postseason, there's no way you can trade your starting shortstop.
I will buy that. I'm sure that they haven't gotten to that point yet because there's still a little bit more control.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it is fair, though, to bring up the fact that he's going to cost a lot of money with the way he's been playing, which is ultimately a good thing for all parties involved. Well, I guess at least for the time being and for the way that he played last year.
Yeah.
And if your MO maintains as the Astros, y'all probably not going to come to an agreement. And so at what point is the right time to consider making that decision of seeing what you can get back.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably fair to acknowledge that maybe this year isn't the time that at least that they want to get to, and it might not be the right time yet.
Yeah, I'm buying it too. I think teams are probably looking at the other players around him as potential movers, but they probably looking at Payne like, I don't think he's going to go nowhere right now. If he do, I mean, they probably ain't going to sign him or nothing. They probably it's going to get a little messy when it's time for a contract.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just hold out.
I'm selling it. And the reason I'm selling it is the first part. When he said his name has not come up. There's no way his name has not come up.
Okay.
Whether it's him or someone else calling about him. And and when someone calls, hey, would you be willing to trade Jeremy Pena? The answer is always like, what are we talking?
Yeah.
You know, what are we talking?
But do you think that's the most expensive piece? Out of all the people that probably came up?
Probably. Because of the contract?
Young contract.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
They probably going to ask for a lot.
Mm-hmm. But to say his name has not come up, it's almost to the point where you're not doing your job then. You know, if someone calls about Jeremy Pena, now I guess it's possible no one has called, but it's just coming off the winter meeting.
That also feels wrong, especially because one thing that Nick Caserio says that I believe that is right, I've heard it from other general manager or executive types, is that
you always listen.
They're all, well, not even that you always listen. Yeah. That's correct.
Yeah.
I think that they're always talking to each other. It's something that we neglect to think about because we think it's just, oh, make a call when there's something. They're always kind of talking and feeling.
Relationships and all that stuff.
Yeah, because how would you know that all of a sudden, oh, it looks like they might be softening on this idea of letting go of this guy if you have not been having the constant conversation. So that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair to bring up. I think that's a good point.
All right.
I just don't think that they're ready to move. Because even if they did, let's say that they decided, let's move on from Jeremy
Pena. Unless it's a deal, like a big one. You know?
But two, what is your answer at shortstop if you're not getting one back? Because also, why would you be getting one back if this team is trading for your shortstop?
Carlos Correa.
But we saw him at shortstop even with the Twins, unless you feel like that's just going to keep going the way. Although he did play really good at third base, and maybe you could say that will still translate a little bit better than we think at shortstop. I think that he's been meaning in that – he's in that point in his career where he should be moving to third base. Are you ready for Bryce Matthews' shortstop?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Are you ready for – I just don't know that you're ready for your succession plan there.
All right, I got one more for you guys here. It's the end of the Joe Burrow quote that has been making the rounds if you haven't seen it. If I want to keep doing this, I have to have fun doing it. I have been through a lot. And this is the part that I'm asking if you're buying or selling the sentiment here. If it's not fun, then what am I doing it for? Do you think he's considering? This is a weird one, but I think it's worth talking about. Do you think he's really considering, like, what am I doing this for? Like, this could be it.
Without question.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'll buy that.
Mm-hmm.
You talk to any player that's gone through a massive injury in the recovery. It's hard, Bubba. Mm-hmm. And that's like the first time when you're doing the same, especially the same injury or even similar injuries. I'm sure at some point during every single one of those recoveries, you go, do I still want it? Now, yeah. For some of folks, the answer is 100%. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the question pops up, and I can imagine him looking at that. And this is how I came to the idea of, is this just about him wanting to play at all? Or is this about, all right, I'm doing all this work, and what am I coming back to? A mm-hmm. Bengals team that's going to lean on me to do everything, and we're still not going to get there because I'm having to carry so damn much.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is absolutely a consideration that he's having, where he's having to stop and think, do I still want to do this in the circumstances that are here? Because it's a lot to have to keep battling back from all the injuries he has.
Yeah, I'm buying it too. I think that's a human thing to just think about, especially all the stuff he went through. He went through a lot of injuries throughout his whole career, man, mm-hmm. or his NFL career.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of natural to think about, man, is this
like,
is this fun doing this? And it's not like it's just the one injury that keep happening. It's multiple things that's keeping him out of a lot of games.
Yes.
And then on top of the losing too. So I think that's kind of a natural thought.
Everything you guys said, I'm buying it too. I think he's really struggling, wrestling with the idea.
Now, the big one is he really willing to walk away from all of this, like, retirement-wise? Because that's the thing that people are thinking about. It seemed like you were also in that pace place mm-hmm. with him, where he sounds a lot like Andrew Luck, and maybe he goes that same direction.
Yeah, that's where I am.
That one feels like a little bit further than I'm thinking, but hey, who knows, especially when he's willing to openly vocalize mm-hmm. that kind of sentiment. All right, that's a little buy or sell here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Thursday. Coming up next, I mean, we've talked about it, hemmed and hawed about it so much. This defense is incredible. More people giving credit. This time, J.J. Watt, and at this point, what's the nickname? Because this team has to have a nickname, right? What is the nickname for the Texans? Let's settle it once and for all next.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.